Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
This Brewers team is a team to watch out for going forward. Their pitching just always seems to sprout up from nowhere. In fact, they're at 39 wins right now. The fact that this team subtracted two potential Cy Young guys over the last 2 years, one due to injury and one due to a trade. The fact that they let Adames just go over to San Francisco. The fact that Yelich is still kind of doing it. This is the only team, honestly, in the Central. I thought it was going to be the Cincinnati Reds that were going to take a step forward, but this is the team of the Central. I think the Cubs do need to be very worried about as the season goes forward.
That was Cody Decker. This is Rahimi and Harris. Cody, the former major leaguer. He's back on BetMGM Network on Saturdays, by the way, so that's where you can listen to Cody. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, and that was Marshall agreeing with him. Because I think, Marshall, you and I are in the same place on this. We're not where our friend Mark Grody was yesterday. Grody was confident. Grody was confident like I don't know, like you're walking into a situation on a movie set or something in a scene where you think you've got everything figured out. Like the season finale of Scandal, where you think everything's wrapped up at the end of the season, and then all of a sudden, like, something horrible happens. That's where Mark Grody was before the horrible thing happens. He's like, oh, I can finally rest. The season finale is in. Yeah, he was like that. And then suddenly, no, there's more Metallica albums that are coming for you.
Mark,
and that's
gave
how
me
I
more,
feel about this.
He gave me more Game of Thrones right before the Red Wedding vibes. I just don't want to see that much slaughter happen.
What are you doing spoiling Game of Thrones for people like that?
Game of Thrones has been off the air for, what, 4 years?
And by people, I mean me.
Oh, you were never going to watch Game of
I
Thrones.
I have. Yeah, somebody sent me the whole DVD set, and I still have
that
DVD
episode
player.
Will still shock you. It will, like, even if you come in knowing something's going to happen, it'll still shock
guys,
you.
Guys, I always choose violence.
I got into Game of Thrones 5 years late. And heard of the Red Wedding, and I still wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Same thing happened to me.
And so I don't want Mark Grody to be unprepared for what could happen over the next 3 days. But I'll say this. It doesn't matter as far as overall. Like, nothing's going to change that dramatically, regardless of the outcome of this particular series. Because the Cubs have a nice little cushion right now. So even if they lose two or three, or even if they were to get swept, they'd still be in first place in the NL Central.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily concerned about that part. I just think you respect the team that went 5-5 on their recent homestand and also has Christian Yelich still at DH, who went 3-4 and hit his 14th home run of the season in their win over the Cardinals in their last game.
So taking 3-4 from the Cardinals was big, right? That's a thing. And the Brewers are certainly trending up. They are fighting for, if not the NL Central, certainly a wild card spot. That's what makes this a little bit difficult, if you will. And the fact that the Cubs are facing some pretty good pitching, that pitching matchup tomorrow, I'm dialed in. I will be watching. Hopefully rain doesn't take, you know, its effect on it with the severe weather and everything. But the Jacob Mizorowski, he pitched 5 innings of no-hit ball in his first major league start.
No, Jason Mizorowski appears to be somebody not only that you have to respect, but is the real deal. And typically when you haven't seen a guy before, that advantage goes to the pitcher. I always bring it up, and it's because it's something that they say all the time. So I will definitely ask Ian Happ about it as well. I want to know what he knows about him. You know, this is the first day of the series. You can hear Ian with us at 11:25 today, so just under an hour for Ian. But they didn't have a problem bringing him up, the Brewers. They didn't have a problem sending away Aaron Civale. They've got Brandon Woodruff injured still. Nestor Cortez is injured. You know, they're banged up, I think, in a similar way to the Cubs pitching staff, except they don't have their ace out for the season or near ace. And so at times like this, when you know you can still get some money in the bank and add to the cushion, you've got to take advantage if you're the leader in the Central, and that's what the Cubs are.
Yes, it's a time to bury your in-division opponents. You only see them 13 times a season. You've already got one series from the Brewers. Keep adding to that. Make it a beatdown. You know, both those teams, the Cubs and Brewers, are 5-5 in their last 10 games. The way we feel about the Cubs and the way they've been not hitting, not slugging, if you will, that's one thing. But as long as you're winning the games, that doesn't matter on a local level.
But again, the Pirates were next to last in baseball, and I believe it was team OPS. And we saw how hard fought those games were in a four-game series. And I say that because the offense wasn't producing enough. You know, they also were not walking as much as I would like, but I know walk rates in baseball can be pretty inconsistent, especially on teams that have home run hitters. Regardless, you're going to have to find some more offense in order to face this Brewers team. Weather is probably on your side today. It's hotter at Wrigley. I'm hoping that that means a different playing ballpark, but that also shouldn't be the excuse. A base knock is a base knock if you hit it to the right place, regardless, even though it doesn't go out of the ballpark.
Hit them where they ain't.
That's, I mean, easier said than done, as right. We know, but still something that is valuable in these spaces. Like, if you have to dink and dunk your way to get on base, that would be a better result than what we've seen over the past week and a half.
I'm concerned about the lack of base runners, because what we know about Craig Counsell's offense specifically and the way they've been able to win in a variety of ways is when they aren't hitting the ball out of the park, as long as they're getting on base, they will create opportunities. The problem is they had two hits in their last series, a four-game series. They had two hits with runners in scoring position, 2 for 22, I believe.
I mean, think about the combined run total as a whole. You know, it was woefully low when you consider it. Like, the joke was on Sunday that when Pittsburgh jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning, it was a barn burner.
I think the biggest thing is when you're playing low scoring games and you're talking about first 1-3 wins, and then you don't even get to three, but you still find a way to win, that can be a positive going forward in some instances. But I told you, I'm more concerned about the Cubs pitching right now. They're starting pitching than I am their hitting, because I do believe with the weather changing and the hitters that they have, they're not going to slump for long. Now that Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong are doing the things that they've done all season long, you can only slump for so long with some of the guys they have in that lineup. But the pitching is, hey, you're not going to get to face the Pirates lineup every series. That was a blessing that you got to face a team OPS, as you said, which either is next to last or dead last in Major League Baseball.
I think it's dead last. I think that title belongs to another team we may know.
The Rockies, perhaps?
Or, well,
not the White Sox.
It's some sort of combination of the three.
Well, no, the White Sox, they've been scoring runs. They just lose all their one-run games. They haven't been scoring enough runs. I'll give you that. They have not been. At no point have they been scoring.
Aren't they 4-19 in one-run games?
I thought it was 4-20, but it could be 4-19.
Yeah, from what Chuck said. Otherwise,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
White Sox are tied for 29th with OPS with the Pirates and the Rockies. Yeah!
Wait.
No, the Rockies are actually 661. They're go, go, so they've been updated since I looked 2 days ago.
So where are the Pirates?
Tied with the White Sox for last in OPS.
Okay. Dead last.
No, you're not dead last if you're tied with somebody.
You're tied
that,
for
that
dead last.
That other somebody sucks with you.
Those three teams, though? What we know about their season.
And the White Sox are last in average.
Rockies, White Sox, Pirates.
222 as a team.
All at the bottom of the proverbial barrel. As we talk about the Cubs and their upcoming series with the Brewers, starts tonight. You can hear it right here on 670 The Score. Pregame coming your way, I believe, at 6:30. And it's right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Don't forget that. That's how I listen. I listen through the Odyssey app because I don't have my Walkman anymore with the 670 the AM like digital tuner.
Is it a Walkman or is it a Walkman?
It's a Walkman. For me, it's a Walkman. I mean, you're fancy, so you probably have a Discman.
I had a Walkman. I did not have a Discman.
My Walkman did have auto reverse, though. I like to point that out. But seriously, looking at this series, as long as the Cubs don't get swept, you want them to win the series. You would hope they'd sweep the series. But as long as they don't get swept, they're not losing a whole lot of ground on their lead.
I disagree. Even though you're going to see Mizorowski and you're going to see Peralta, I think you still have to take 2 out of 3 against this team because you're at home. Like, that's the other piece of this, too, is that simply because you are at home against your division rival and your first place in the division, like, take the names out of it. Just go blind item with it. I still think that by that alone, you need to be taking 2 out of 3. You especially do when you know that they've got guys pitching who are coming back.
I like...
like, you're going to see those people later in the year.
You know, my philosophy overall is always take 2 out of 3 at home, go 500 on the road. That's how you get to the playoffs, right? But looking at this team right now, knowing that they are a season high, 16 games over 500, they're looking good. They have one of the best records in all of baseball. And I put it to you this way, Layla. If they finish the season 16 games over 500, then they're going to be on the borderline. If they just, from this point out, let's say go 10 games above 500 from this point forward, just 10 games over 500.
Just. This team finished 83 wins 2 years in a row.
That's only 4 games over 500. There's a difference between 4 games over 500 versus, say, 25 games over 500.
Right, that's why I was illustrating they just do this. If I just have $1 million, X, Y, and Z. I'm not saying the two are as likely.
I understand that. I just look at the season as so much more of a grind, so much more of a marathon. I'm not putting as much emphasis on this series as I have in some of the other series. So when we went to break, you talked about, is this their biggest series of the season? I don't think it is, because I think they've worked themselves to a spot now where they can absorb some series losses.
I'm really looking more toward the 4-game set against the Cardinals next week.
Okay.
As being pivotal, like as far as what you're looking at in the division. But when it comes to this piece of it, I still believe that this is important just because you've got them at home. So this is one of those take care of business type of series. Like the Cubs can take care of business against this team in a way that will be more beneficial to them now than it even would be later in the season.
The bullpen has been so good for the Cubs over the last month plus that I know they can't continue to have an ERA under 1. So I expect at some point they're going to give us some runs. I'd rather them drop 2 out of 3 and have great offensive showings than, say, win, you know, 2 out of 3 and the offense continues to be non-existent.
I think that's what we're asking, is at what point does this dam begin to break with guys like Tucker, for example, who traditionally has had very short and small slumps, and slump is a relative term because of how successful he is, being a career WAR player over 5 at least. So given all of that said, I think you know that going in, that this is not going to continue. It's just the hard part is when you see how contagious the hitting has been and how contagious it hasn't been, that's when I get concerned.
The wind is blowing out. It is humid as all get out outside. There should be hitting conditions supreme tonight against the worst of the 3 pitchers that they will see as far as the starting rotation goes in this series against the Brewers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.